Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We have Norbert Huser here. He's a cell phone industry watchdog, and he's been actively engaged in the research, design, and manufacture of products that shield the human body and other living things from the electromagnetic fields and radio frequencies. So there's a lot to learn about what we can't see out there, eh, Norbert?
Well, unfortunately, we cannot see it, we cannot smell it, we cannot taste it, and most of the people cannot feel it. There are only very handful of people who are very sensitive who can feel this electromagnetic radiation. But let's say 99% of us do not feel it, and that's the danger because we think we are safe.
Mm-hmm. Can you explain a little bit about this 5G technology that seems to be taking over the planet?
Yes, sure. We must, first of all, quickly explain that this electromagnetic radiation is not only the cell phone. It covers the cordless phone, especially the Wi-Fi. Even every regular car has electromagnetic radiation. The electric car is the devil. It's crazy how dangerous the electric car on the human body is, which nobody basically talks about. Every monitor, every screen, every computer monitor, smart meters, GPS, tablets, Bluetooth, microwave oven. All these products above have all electromagnetic radiation and are harmful to the human body. So over the years, we started with 1G, with 2G, which means the first generation, second generation, third generation. The last several years, we had 4G, the fourth generation of this electromagnetic radiation. And it's important to know that no company ever had to prove that these technologies are harmless. You'll never find a certificate of a company with a proof that it's harmless, or a company saying, we take responsibility. If something happens, we take responsibility. These are so harmless, nothing will happen. They don't say that. They don't put it in writing. And even insurance companies like Lloyd's of London will refuse an insurance based on the exposure to electromagnetic radiation, because they know how dangerous it is. Now, the 5G, which they're rolling out now, is the worst thing which ever happened to mankind, to my definition, since modern days. 5G is so bad that it will destroy people. We have at the moment, you may have heard about, or may have talked about it in your shows, that the bees are dying, right? You heard
right.
about that?
Yes, we've heard bees that.
Yeah, and the main reason bees are dying is because they can't find the way home to the beehive because of the radiation. And when bees come home, they do what we call a bee dance to explain the other bees where to find the flowers. And these bee dances are getting weird and weird and don't work anymore. So the bees are dying and insects are dying. Now, a lot of people say, oh, that's good that insects are dying. Well, insects and bees cover up to 80% of the pollination in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a devastating situation in the future when it comes to food and to crops. So the 5G has been around for a long time, but people didn't know it because 5G is used by the American, English, Chinese army as a weapon. 5G in its original way, what they can do with it is a weapon. Now, how do they sell us the 5G that we like it? They
mm-hmm.
say instead of downloading the movie in 3 minutes, you can download it now in 15 seconds. Isn't that great? And when you go shopping in the future, you can communicate with your fridge how much milk is still in the fridge and how much do I have to buy. This is all nice and dandy, and people say, oh, that's great, that's great. They need 5G to operate remote cars.
Right.
You know, the tendency is to push these remote cars,
mm-hmm.
which means, like in America, in the near years, 3 million truck drivers will lose their jobs.
Mm-hmm. So okay. It's changing everything. Now, it was recently reported that 7 students and teachers at a California elementary school actually developed various types of cancer, and they actually petitioned the school district to remove a cell phone tower that was erected near the school's playground. These cell phone towers are everywhere. How are they being allowed, and why?
Well, the why is so simple that you could start to cry when you hear the reason. Well, first of all, it was like several students and several teachers in the village of Ripon in California. The tower was not nearby the school. It was on the playground on the school. Okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. And why did they do that? Because the school received every year $25,000.
Knowing that it could be harmful.
Well,
you don't get paid big money if there isn't some sort of consequence.
Well, here's the point. The problem is that most of the people and your listeners now, I can assume, and I see this every day. I give workshops worldwide which are a complete day where I teach those things and much more. And people are ignorant, they don't know, they've never been taught, because the big media never promotes the danger of it.
Absolutely, right? Yeah.
So, just don't know, because they cannot see, hear, smell it, right? But now when this story popped up, the company has now quickly dismantled that tower to get out of the press, out of the media, because it's bad PR, you know?
Yeah.
And the problem is with 5G, 5G is a special technology where you need every 300 feet one tower. Every 300 feet, they will set up one tower. Okay?
So that's only going to be in very dense areas like in California and that, where there's a lot of people.
Yeah, and everywhere. They have to have every 300 feet a tower, mm-hmm. whether you like it or not. And these towers, they're sometimes mounted on places, on buildings, on special posts. Mm-hmm. And in many cases, like in California, they cut an enormous amount of trees because the trees were in the way, because these frequencies are so special that some trees and walls could easily be an obstacle and stop them. So they're cutting down thousands and thousands and thousands of trees to make room for this 5G technology. Now, this technology is very perverted because it harms the human body with no question. Mm-hmm. And I understand if your listeners say, come on, what is this guy talking about? I did the research, and on my website, there's a special button called 5G and More. On this button, I have a write-up where you can read what I'm talking about and what we don't have time to talk about. Mm-hmm. And you see a dozen of the best, most interesting videos, interviews of competent people. I'm just a small little guy, but these competent people. One of them is the British ex-Secret Service guy, Dr. Barry Trower, who is now retired, and you can call him a whistleblower. Dr. Barry Trower, since 1940, developed that technology for the British Army as a secret weapon. And he talks openly about what it does and the bad consequences. So if you don't trust me, please listen to Barry Trower. After 2-3 interviews with Barry Trower, everybody's jaw has to drop and they have to say, we got to stop, this is madness. Okay,
Norbert, what's happening with the scientists and doctors? Are they getting on board and understanding where a lot of these cancers and things are coming from?
Well, as you just mentioned, cancer, at the very moment, every third person in this world dies of cancer. Mm-hmm. Every third person, and the number is increasing. And you tell me where that comes from. I mean, you know, it's so obvious. You have more and more and more doctors and scientists in the world talking strongly against it. Mm-hmm. I must say, not because I'm German, I could care less, but in Europe, the resistance is much bigger than the United States, and there are more than 20,000 documents to document the danger of it. Okay? Mm-hmm. More than 20,000. But even on my website, you see Senator Patrick Kolbeck from the Michigan House of Representatives in a public hearing. He talks about it, and he's a geek, tech geek. He says, guys, you got to stop this. This is insane. You cannot do this. Mm-hmm. So it's not only a lot of politicians. And if you go nowadays on the Internet, thanks God for this part of the Internet, you see on YouTube quite a few relevant people, competent people, speaking strongly against it. And again, the evidence in Europe is overwhelming, where the resistance is becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's all very stupid because, like, South Korea doesn't do Wi-Fi like we do the 5G. They have what you call... They have fiber optic cables.
Okay.
Fiber optic cables are completely harmless. They transmit information faster than Wi-Fi. And South Korea is saying we're going to do that fiber optic. Why would we kill the people with this stupid Wi-Fi? right?
So, Norbert, do you turn your Wi-Fi off every night?
No, I don't need to. This is why when I recognized the problem 10 years ago, I'm for 40 years in alternative medicine. As I said, I give workshops worldwide. Mm-hmm. The problem is not only electromagnetic fields. The problem is, for example, water. Most of the people don't understand that what water is and what it should be, and we're all dehydrated for good reason. So I develop products where
I want to talk about the problem just for a little bit longer, but we're going to have to go to a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the radiation from cell phones. And then you can let us know some of the ways that we can protect ourselves. We'll be right back.